And ladies and gentlemen, over the last week, I received numerous contacts from people reporting on their experiences regarding shopping for the holidays. The majority of the people expressed major disappointment in not being able to find toys, clothing, decorations, and traditional holiday gifts made here in the USA. People are asking me if I can recommend stores that are featuring American-made products. Well, unfortunately, I don't have a quick and simple answer to that question. It's a matter of taking the time to check out as many stores as possible in order to support quality American-made products, which you will be proud to give as a gift. The unfortunate part of the situation we find ourselves in today is that shopping for holiday gifts forces us to support products made in foreign countries due to the imbalance of American-made and foreign-made items which are now being sold in our stores. Adding to this unfortunate situation is that when these gifts are opened, the recipients, especially those who may be currently unemployed, will be reminded that Americans were not employed making those gift items. When I first spoke up about supporting American-made items and American workers, people often told me that things were very good in the American job market and that I should not try to convince people to feel otherwise. Well, the fact of the matter is that the American job market is not in good condition and it continues to decline. At this point, we can't change history, but you and I can join together to make positive changes possible by spending our money on American-made items everywhere we shop. I recently heard some interesting statistics on a radio program as the caller stated that the United States now has thousands of empty factories, thousands of shipping trucks no longer being used, thousands of machine shops not producing new machinery for manufacturing businesses, and millions of American workers who are unemployed that could be working for those downsized or closed businesses. Now, these are unfortunate facts to hear, but they are a reality for a growing number of unemployed Americans. So let's not permit this to continue. Let's spend our money wisely and also speak up so that store owners, sales clerks, and cashiers know that the American consumers are concerned, that the American consumers want a better balance between American-made and foreign-made products, and if they don't receive it, they will shop where American-made items are featured. Remember, only you, the consumer, can make positive changes happen through your purchasing power. If we, as Americans, don't speak up for American workers, who will? This is Michael Blihosh, and I appreciate receiving your comments and suggestions. You can print out a copy of my commentary. You can email it to a family member or friend, or email me direct from my internet site at AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com. That's AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com, or go to MichaelSupportsAmerica.com.